Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Cruise Control with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to our people.
Hey, guys, what's up? How y'all doing today? I hope you guys are ready for another exciting show, because we are. We're back. We're ready to do this. It's going to be crazy fun.
All right, guys, we got a couple topics we'll be talking about today. We're going to be talking about NFL opening weekend. You know, all the teams just played their first game. We're going to get a little into that. We're going to be talking about iPhone 6S release. And we will be talking about the world's first human head transplant. It's scheduled for 2017. So let's get on it. First, we're going to hand it over to Christian, and we're going to be talking about the iPhone 6S. Chris, tell me a little bit about that since you got an iPhone.
Well, just because I have an iPhone doesn't mean I know everything about the iPhone. But just so you know, the iPhone 6S is planning to come out. Yay! Everyone, get excited. You know, Apple is coming out, obviously. It's about time for another iPhone to come out. So the 6S is about to come out. Now, the 6S is expected to break the record for most phones sold, which is 10 million. It's over 10 million phones it's already like pre-ordered, and everyone's expecting it to break the current record, which was made last year by the iPhone 6. So now they're expecting it to be broken, and it's expected to be over 10 million, which is crazy to me. Apple stock is going to keep going up with all this, with everyone just purchasing all their products, especially the iPhone. So, I mean, that's pretty much what the news I got about that. I mean, I pretty much expected that the iPhone was going to sell well. I mean, if you've taken a look at the previous phones that have been coming out, everyone's been purchasing them like crazy. So, I mean, I'm going to get myself one. I don't think you'd get one because, you know, you're an iPhone hater. But personally, I like the iPhone. I also like Android. Not a huge difference, but the iPhone, I currently have the iPhone 5. Planning to get the iPhone 6S or 7, whatever. But if I get the iPhone 6S, I can tell you guys how it is. But it looks like it's going to be sold out before I can even get one. So I guess I'm going to have to try a lot harder to purchase one of those. Because as it looks right now, it's going to be sold out everywhere. And people are just going crazy for this product, which is how it's always been with the iPhone. So I mean, there's nothing much else to say about it. What do you think, Jay?
I think it's awesome. I personally like the Galaxy. So I would just end up going with that one. But I mean, I think it's gonna do well like always.
I mean, yeah, I agree with you. I think that the phone is going to do well, obviously, from the pre-ordered sales. It's over 10 million right now. So I guess everyone is expected to buy this. I mean, I'm sure our fans or whoever's listening is like, of course we're going to buy this. You know, the iPhone is the best phone out there right now. Apple makes great phones. But, you know, it has its ups and downs like everything else. I find it crazy that every year the new phone is expected to break the previous record. And, like, we're just becoming a slave to machines is what I'm saying. To watch the next generation, you guys think it's bad now that no one pays attention because of all the technology we have and everyone's constantly on their phone? It's going to be worse, like, the more advanced we get in technology. So, I don't know. I guess the iPhone, for technology to get better, it's a good and bad thing. So, that's how I really feel about it. But, Jay, how do you feel about the advancement in technology, the iPhone 6 coming out? What do you think about all this?
I personally think that
they just create the same product and try to strip it off as something new. They'll probably add something a little extra, maybe like fix, make the camera a little bit better or something like that. But overall, it's pretty much the same product that they're trying to just ship out to the consumers and just have them spend money on something that they already have. If you stay with your iPhone 5, Chris, it's going to be the same thing if you were to get the 6.
I mean, I agree with you. I fully think that they upgrade the actual technology a little bit. Every year with the new phone, they might make the camera better. It might have more memory. It might be better pixelated, whatever. I mean, it's not like grand improvements. They're minor improvements, but everyone clamors to get their hands on the new technology, on the new phone. But I'm going to be looking forward to getting a new one. I'm just waiting to see how much better this phone actually is. I haven't actually seen the details of the layout of the phone. All I've really looked into is the expected numbers, the expected sales for this phone, which is expected to be crazy high. So for all you guys listening, the iPhone 6S is about to come out. Hope you guys are planning to get it. And if you guys are planning to get it, let me know what you think about just people purchasing Apple products in general. Now, guys, we're going to move on to our second topic, because I'm through with the iPhone. I don't have anything else to say about it. But our second topic for today is going to be the first human head transplant that's ever going to happen, which is crazy. Now, Jay, I know you haven't heard about this, but what do you think about it before I tell you the story?
I think it's crazy. That's something that I never thought could actually be done. And to hear that they're scheduling the first one to be done in 2017, that blows my mind, because, like, advancement in medicine and technology is just getting more and more, like, advanced. So I'm pretty ecstatic to hear something like this, and I want to know the story and hear what they actually had to say about this.
Yeah, okay. So, you guys, I'm going to make you aware of what's going on. Pretty much, a Russian computer scientist named Valery Spiridonov is going to be the first head transplant. He will undergo the world's first head transplant in December 2017. And, guys, just so you know, that's the earliest date that it will happen. The people performing the surgery expect, if everything goes smoothly, that will be the date that it will happen on. Now, if everything doesn't go smoothly, they have some hiccups here and there, that's not likely to be the date. It's likely to be farther down the line, maybe in 2018, 2019. If all goes according to plan, though, it would be December 2017, so that would be something cool to look forward to. But we have a Chinese surgeon, Ren Jiapeng, and an Italian surgeon, Sergio Canavero. Those two gentlemen will likely be performing the procedure at Harbin Medical University in China, along with a Chinese/Italian team. So the 30-year-old Spiridonov, he has an incurable disease. It's known as muscle wasting condition. It's called Wernicke-Hoffmann disease. So he figured, he goes on to say that when he realized he could participate in something really big and important, he had no doubt left in his mind and started to work in that direction. The only thing he said, the only thing I feel is the sense of pleasant impatience. Like, I have been preparing for something important all my life and it's starting to happen. So he pretty much is saying that he's planning that since he has the disease, he feels like his life was amounting to nothing, but that they're giving him a chance to do something useful or something cool that would advance science, which I'm all for. I give a big hand to this gentleman because he's not wasting his life away, but he's doing something he believes in, and that's all we can ever hope for. So I'm happy that he believes in what's going to happen, and he's trying to help in advance science, which is cool. What do you think, Jay?
Yeah, I mean, I think so, too. It's cool that he's doing something he believes in, and it's to help advance science and help advance humankind, you know, because that's something big that can help us in the future. So the fact that he's willing to do it, I agree with. He's pretty much making himself the first guinea pig. So, I mean, I hope everything goes well and nothing terrible happens. Because, you know, when you're always doing something new, you're going to have glitches or mess-ups and whatnot. Hopefully nothing goes wrong on him, because then he'll be scarred for life.
Yeah, I hope the procedure goes smoothly, so we don't have any setbacks or the. I hope the procedures are like that. That way we can have not only an advancement in science, but this guy won't have any problems, you know, or he won't have anything to regret later on. That's pretty much what I'm saying. But would you do something like that, Jay, if you had not even the same disease that this gentleman has, but something similar? Would you try to advance science, or would you think your purpose is maybe you wouldn't be able to, do anything, but you can help someone else do something? Would you think of it like that, or would you live your life another way?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want to be a guinea pig or something, you know, to that extent, so I would probably live my life another way. I don't think I would, you know, me personally, I don't think I would put myself on the line to where they do the procedure on me. I would maybe once it's well tested and I know it works, and if I ever down the line want to do it, then yeah, maybe. But to be the first person, nah, I don't think so.
I mean, not even that. I just, my personal opinion on the matter is that I don't want to tempt fate anymore. Like, maybe I might not survive for very long. Maybe my life is coming to an end because I have some incurable disease or something, whatever. Now, once I'm dead and gone, yeah, science or whoever could use my body to maybe make advancements in a field or to, you know, to help humankind or do something good for someone. Yeah, I'm cool with that. While I'm alive, I'm not trying to undergo surgery that I might not survive for something that's not 100% guaranteed to work or happen. You feel me? So my personal opinion on the matter is after I'm dead and gone, sure, go ahead. Use my body for what you guys want to do and maybe, you know, name something after me. But other than that, no, I'm all good. I would just try to enjoy my life in my own way. But that's my personal opinion on the subject, and that's the best answer I can come up with.
Well, I mean, you're just giving away the option of resurrection. What if you can come back to life, but you let these people do some experiments on your body?
I wasn't even thinking of that, Jay. I mean, you think I could be like, what if I was like Frankenstein, though? You could just put parts, like different parts of me all together and just put my soul in the body. And then that way I'll be like Frankenstein. I'll have like a huge new body, but it'll still be me. Maybe that'll be cool.
Exactly. You just already eliminated that option. You didn't even think about it, thinking that it was possible. But with the advancements in medicine and technology, look, we're heading that way, and you just already eliminated the possibility. You're lucky that I'm around to go ahead and suggest this.
You're right, Jay. I wasn't even thinking about that. I was just personally thinking about that when I pass away. Maybe I'll go to a heavenly paradise and wouldn't worry about being resurrected because, you know, I'll be chilling there, you know, sipping on a lounge chair, sipping on something nice to drink. I don't know, that's just me. But your idea sounds cool, too. So I'm 50-50 on that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I come up with the best ideas, but it is what it is, I guess. I mean, my last thoughts here, guys, is that I commend this gentleman in, you know, being the first person to do this, but I probably wouldn't do it myself. And you guys can say whatever you want, but I would put myself out there to be the very first guinea pig, and they mess up drastically, and then I'm scarred for life. I mean, I commend this person, though. He's brave for doing this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to call him a guinea pig. I think it's commendable what he's attempting to do with whatever he feels like is remaining of his life or whatever he wants to do with his life is his own agenda. And I think it's cool that he's attempting to advance science or attempting to help other individuals advance science, which is cool, which could help other people later on down the road. But my final thoughts is I think I really want to see what comes of this. I will be keeping up with this story. I don't know if I'm going to memorize the date that's going to happen, but when it happens, we will inform you guys of how it went. Or you guys could tell us if you guys know. I don't care. But, I'm waiting to see how it goes, what happens, if it's success, if it's not, and what it becomes of everyone involved. So, guys, it is about that time, don't you think, Jay?
I do think it's about that time for commercial break, guys. So we're going to head on out right now, and we'll see when we get back.
interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer for Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that next great radio personality? Hit up at 305 Sports and Life on Twitter for more information.
Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on the sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Err at Stephen_Err@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
This is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show and the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. The Andrew Powell Show brings you a fresh sports talk show that stands out above the rest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., only on MSL Radio.
Play Action Sports League. They are signing up teams for the end of summer adult flag football leagues. You can either go Wednesday nights under the lights at On Brister Park in Coconut Grove, or you can go Saturday mornings at Coral Gables High School. Does your team have what it takes to be a champion? For more info, you could go to www.playactionsports.org or you could call 305-397-5632. Once again, that is www.playactionsports.org or you could call 305-397-5632.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, from commercial break. Thank you for sitting tightly through the commercials. We know it's long, but we're glad you're back. And, you know, it's going to be a fun second half of the show. So, Jay, tell these people what we have for the last part of our show. Just let me know, like, what exciting thing we have today.
So, guys,
what we got going on right now is we're going to be talking about the opening weekend of the NFL.
What? That sounds exciting to me because, you know, we love football over here. We love all sports over here. So we're going to talk about it because we've been watching it and we just got to get it off our chest. So, guys, officially the first week of the NFL has finished. Well, the last game is still on, so I can't say it's finished yet. But the Vikings are currently playing right now. So that's happening. But we're going to just talk about every other game that's happened. Because there's been some cool things that's happened, some very interesting things that's happened, so we just want to talk about it. So we're going to go over some of the highlights. One of the highlights I want to talk about first off, right off the bat, is Marcus Mariota versus Jameis Winston, which has to be one of the most talked about events that was happening in the opening football weekend. So what did you think about that, Jay? I mean, you had the number one and number two pick in the draft go head-to-head in the season opener, which is crazy to me. Because I don't think that's ever happened before. And not only that, Marcus Mariota played a stellar game. His QB rating, his efficiency rating was off the charts. It was ridiculous. He threw for four TDs, and he only he had four incomplete passes throughout the entire game, which is ridiculous. I mean, this guy plays. I didn't think he was going to play that well, but if he keeps playing like this, we're going to have another superstar in the league. And it was a rout by the Titans over the Buccaneers. It was a rout. So, Jay, what do you think about that game? What do you think about that, just that stardom, that superstardom that happened?
Well, to be quite honest, I thought that Marcus Mariota would be Jameis Winston. And my personal opinion, guys, don't crucify me for this, but I always felt like Jameis Winston was a little...
Yeah, I don't think Jameis Winston is that good all around either. I mean, he was probably the best quarterback in the draft, he was probably the most ready quarterback in last year's draft. But I always liked Marcus Mariota better, just like the way he carries himself, his character, how he's seen, comes off in the media. And I always liked him in Oregon. He's a good quarterback. I mean, I hope he continues to develop into a budding star, and eventually I do think he's going to be a solid QB in the league. I don't know if he's going to play as well as he did every game as he did in the season opener. I mean, it was against the Buccaneers. So, I mean, I'm waiting to see how he plays for the rest of the season, but I have high hopes for him now. Because he impressed me in week one, so I'm just looking forward to see how he plays the rest of the season. Jameis Winston, too. He was the number one pick for a reason. I want to see him play better. But, you know, these are growing pains for rookies, so I just want to see how this turns out.
Yeah, exactly. My sentiments, exactly. I think these are growing pains for Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota. Marcus Mariota isn't going to perform like he did in the season opener.
I mean, they're all bound to have some growing pains because, you know, they're rookies and they're young players. Even veteran players struggle sometimes. So I'm waiting to see how the NFL, like, chews them up and spits them out or if they can blossom and become, you know, like, superstars in this league. Because nowadays, in terms of players that are drafted, they're expected to come in and play right away. Maybe a couple years ago, like 10 years ago, players weren't expected to play right away. They were, you know, they expected to sit out a year or two and then come in after they've adjusted to the offense. Now you go into the game. If you get drafted, especially in the first round, you better come in ready to play in the NFL. That's what they expect from you. And if you're not, then you're not going to last in the league that long.
Yep, I completely agree. It's a business more than a sport. Because, you know, in high school and college, they give you, you have to perform well, but if you mess up, they also give you more opportunities before they ever think about benching you. In the pros, you got to come out and perform straight out of college. It's a business more than it is a sport. If you don't perform, it's like you getting fired when you get benched or cut. So, I mean, when they come out the league, they got to perform. So, Jameis Winston's got to start getting wins, and Marcus Mariota got to keep performing the way he did in the season opener. But they're going to have some growing pains. I do think that their franchises are wanting to stick with these two quarterbacks. So we just have to see how they excel. And talking about how franchises are going to go with quarterbacks, we're moving on to Cleveland with Johnny Manziel. He didn't start the game, but he did go in And he had a lackluster performance. Didn't do horrible, but didn't do anything to win the game. But he did come off the bench after the starting quarterback got injured. What do you think about Johnny Manziel?
Well, Johnny Manziel did say after the game that he wasn't ready because he wasn't mentally ready to go in the game, and he didn't prepare as a to get into the game. He wasn't prepared. So he says he will, since he is the starter now because of the starter's injury, he will prepare better, and he said he will be more prepared next week after he gets some reps with the starters and the first stringers, and that he'll play a lot better next week because he'll be well prepared to head into the game. He's saying he was coming cold off the bench into that game, and it didn't help him that much. So he went on to just say that he'll be better on next week. So I hope Johnny Manziel succeeds. I mean, I never thought he was going to be good in the NFL, but I still have high hopes for him. He's turning his life around. You know, he had the off-the-field issues, which he's trying to take care of, which I applaud him for. Now I just hope he puts it together on the field. I mean, the Browns haven't had a successful quarterback in a really long time, so they need to get this together quickly because I don't know if Johnny Manziel is the answer. I don't think they know if Johnny Manziel is the answer, but I'm sure every party involved is hoping that he somehow miraculously turns into a superstar and just becomes a lot better overnight, because right now I don't see him being that great. I mean, I hope he is. I personally, Johnny Manziel's flashy. You know, he's Johnny Football from college. So I hope he translates that to the NFL, because I do think he has some superstar in him. I just hope he finds a way to bring it out and, like, translate it to the NFL level. But guys, real quick, I want to go over the scores of week one in the NFL. So you guys can just get an overview. If you haven't seen it or you haven't been updated, these are the scores. We've had Broncos over Ravens, 19-13. Yay, Broncos. Then we have the Dolphins over Redskins, 17-10. For you Dolphins fans, I was just as happy as that they got the W in the season opener. But they didn't play that well. I really do think they're going to have a pretty good year this year. So I'm going to be watching every game, guys. We're going to be talking about it all the time. So get ready for that. Now we have the Packers over Bears, 31-23. Just so you guys know, the first three games are all of my teams. We got the Broncos, Dolphins, and Packers. All of them won their season opener, so I'm a happy camper. Next, we got Vikings, 49ers. That game is still going on, 0-0 in the second quarter. The Falcons trump the Eagles tonight, 26-24. We had a crazy, crazy NFL opener. I mean, it's just going to get better. I'm waiting to see the ending of the Vikings versus 49ers game. That's going to be pretty cool. So
you forgot my Giants.
I know. I wasn't. I mean, I was still looking up some scores, Jay. I'm sorry that I missed them. We had to pay. Oh, sorry, guys. Game one, Patriots over Steelers, 28-21. Oh, the Giants lost in a nail-biter last night to the Cowboys, which was sad. We had Rams over Seahawks, 34-31 in overtime. That was a crazy game. Panthers over Jaguars, 20-9. Cardinals over Saints, 31-19. Chargers over Lions, 33-28. Like we were talking about earlier, Titans over Bucks, 42-14. And Bengals over Raiders, 33-13. Sorry, missed one again. Bills over Colts, 27-14, and Jets over Browns, 31-10. So, guys, those are most of the scores. It's going to be an exciting NFL season. I can't wait to see week two. But, Jay, what do you want to end, like, this conversation on? Because the show is about to come to a close. So what's your final thought for NFL's week one opener?
My final thought was that it was an exciting week one opener. My Giants lost. Patriots won, you know, with Tom Brady back in action. Of course, they get the win. I heard there was some questionable calls in the game, but Patriots got the win. They deserved it. And overall, it was pretty much as expected for those who won and for those who lost, the way I expected it to be anyways. However, it's going to be an exciting year, and, you know, I'm going to watch every game.
So, guys, you know, it's about time to end our show, where we usually end it with a rap recap. But, sorry to say, we don't have a rap for you today. So, Jonathan's going to end it for you with an inspirational quote. So listen well, guys, because this is great life advice.
All right. Words of wisdom. Guys, don't just live your life inside watching TV, playing video games, whatever. You just got to go experience, go try new things, because life is out there, and you just got to go search for it and live it.
Thank you, and have a nice night. Bye, everyone. See you tomorrow. Now shut up and drive.